welcome back to the last 3 minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guests, Pastor Joel Ellinger, Sylvester Jackson, and Wendy Voss Daniels. You know, I want to say to you guys before I go back to Sylvester Jackson, is I remember how long the debate about building a youth prison has been going on. I remember the conversation about the old Sears building over on Fond du Lac as being one of the places. And it's still troubling to me that after all of this time, that we still haven't been able to get this accomplished. And for those who want to continue to drag their feet, I don't have to tell you that the crime rate is expanding, and that if we don't figure out a way to deal with human beings better than to lock them away, you're never going to be able to build enough prisons to lock away people who don't feel like they are part of a society. I remember Dr. King said something like, flipping a coin to a beggar, is, and I'm surmising what he said, is not the answer. He said, creating an edifice that creates the beggar is the problem. And so we've got a lot of work to do to get a society to understand exactly what Dr. King was saying. So let's go back to you, Mr. Jackson. You say what?
I'm sorry, say that again, sir?
I said it's time for you. Is there something else you wanted to add?
Well, I just would like for the community to understand that we have to come together in order to really address these problems, especially with the training centers and other issues. And, when we come together, we come as a force, and a force have to be reckoned with. So the only thing I want to encourage our community here in Milwaukee is get involved, get out, vote. Because all of these individuals that we're working to try to get the Cheney Center, not to be torn down, these individuals are elected officials. And if they're not doing the job to support our community, then we got to get out there and vote and get them out of office. Because if they're not helping the community, they're hurting our community. So we want the community to know that's where your power lies. You don't have to accept what someone's trying to force in your community. You have the power to vote them in, and you have the power to vote them out. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. That's a very legitimate point. I think what happens is the community does not know the inner workings of community, does not know the other people who are on the wrong side of this equation. And the more we have the dialogue and conversation, the more revealing the conversation is going to become. Because as I said to you before, I've made a commitment to support you guys in this, and I'm going to do that all the way. After we get off the air with you guys, I'm going to be contacting, Secretary Carr and Governor Tony Evers' office and inviting them to come on the air and explain their positions on all of this. They don't have to come because my name is Earl Ingram. They have to come because of the power of these airways, and that's the whole purpose of this. Let's go back to you as we get ready to wind this up, Pastor Ellinger.
Well, I would just say that I believe that there are hundreds and thousands of persons out there who agree with what we have just expressed as our concerns. And they're busy doing important things, and they're busy working, but they're silent on this kind of an issue. And this is where we need to encourage people to break the silence and to let your alderpersons know, let the governor know, let the mayor, who's going to be elected on April 5th, know that this is a vital concern to the future of this city and this county and this state, and we're expecting them to cooperate with the DOC to find a site for the youth facility. There is room for both facilities, not only room for both facilities, there is the need for both facilities, and that's what we want to see happen. And the more people who speak up and break the silence, the more likely it will actually happen.
Well, I can tell you I'm on board, and I will do all that I can through the power of these airways to make sure that the information gets out. Let's go to you last, Ms. Voss Daniels. I forwarded the information to from Al to you, so it's already there. You say what as we get ready to wrap this up?
So I echo everything that Pastor Elwinger and Sylvester Jackson said. We need more people involved to voice opposition. We already submitted to the Senate committee, when I testified, signatures of nearly 600 people who are with us in Saving the Cheney Center. Listeners can go on to change.org, Save the Cheney Center, and sign on to our electronic position. We're still collecting signatures and get involved. We'd love to hear from you to find more support, but we've got to get our elected officials involved in this and committed to finding an alternative suitable location for the juvenile facility so we can continue to serve men returning to the Milwaukee community.
So let me get you to respond to this before we get out of here. We only got a couple minutes. That facility, that Cheney facility, was $22 million. Well spent, I say. And it's, I mean, it's only 22 years old. I don't know how much was spent to build it. Tell us why it makes sense for the taxpayers to tear that down, and then why does that make sense?
Well, the only answer is it does not make sense. It doesn't make sense because, one, we need it. Two, it's only 22 years old. And three, Secretary Carr has told us that he needs 8 to 10 acres for this new juvenile facility so that it can be erected according to best practice standards. And the Cheney Center site is less than 4 acres. So it doesn't even meet the criteria that he gave us to look for sites or what is best practice in juvenile corrections these days. So it does not make sense, Mr. Ingram, period, 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 period. It's a waste of taxpayer dollars.
So I will say this to you guys, and stay connected. I'll stay connected with you. I'll call you guys and let you know when I have the commitments from Secretary Carr and Governor Evers to appear on the show. So we're going to make that happen. I guarantee you that. And then you guys will be able to call and kind of talk to them over the airways. Thank you all for the hard work that you're putting in, and thank you all. Keep at it, and we'll do all we can to support you. We've got to run. You've been tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you, Sam, for all the hard work in navigating those phone lines. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. See you all later.